This is a WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers
since 1947.
This is a WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
You're tuned to WGNS, and this morning we have in studio Dr. Deborah Lee, professor and NHC Chair of Excellence in Nursing and director of the MTSU Positive Age Consortium, and then also Mimi Thomas, coordinator in the College of Basic and Applied Sciences, all to talk about the 2026 Positive Aging Conference at MTSU, which is right around the corner. First, tell us a little bit about this conference, and I know it starts April 17th, but tell us more about this.
Yeah, well, thank you for letting us have the opportunity to tell our community. So April 17th is our third Positive Aging Conference at MTSU, and we have a wonderful lineup of speakers and topics today that I think many older adults will be very interested in, or anybody who's interested in aging positively, which I think most of us are. Our keynote speaker this year is Dr. Kathy Maxwell, and she's from the University of Utah School of Nursing, and she's going to be talking about from aging gracefully to aging powerfully, which I think is a great topic. And it is about what we can do to help ourselves age well as our years progress. And then we have four breakout topics that will be in the morning and in the afternoon. And one of my favorites that's getting lots of buzz in terms of people registering is on artificial intelligence, what it is, how you can use it, and how you need to be aware of particular scams that people use with artificial intelligence. And because our conference is really geared to older adults, we know that that's a topic older adults don't know a lot about, but know that they probably need to know more about. So that one's filling up fast. We also have making the most of your money as you age, because as you know, we are living longer than ever. And sometimes people retire, in their 60s. And we have longevity now and well into the 80s for most people. So how do you make that money go the distance with you? And then strategies to maintain a healthy brain and body. Dr. Jenny Kim from Vanderbilt University is going to be talking about things to keep our brain healthy, which cognitive function, is a big topic for older adults. And so what's that connection between keeping our mind healthy and our body healthy? And then our last breakout session is around blue zones. And blue zones are communities where people have shown that certain practices increase their longevity. And we do have a blue zone community in Eastern Tennessee. And Dr. Emma Davis from the Department of Health is going to come talk about that community and what they've been doing to help promote longevity in that part of Tennessee. So those are the sessions we're having. And again, we're geared towards older adults. The conference is a conference for older adults. And it's very rare to have a conference that is not just an academic conference, but for people, and giving them ideas and suggestions and strategies for how they can use these things in their everyday life. So practical solutions to age well.
I think the two biggest things that come to mind when I think about aging are, of course, my health, and then also, will I have enough money to retire, and how long will I live, and will that money last?
Yeah, that's a big concern for, I think, all of us. Not all of us are, plush in our retirement accounts, and we know, Social Security is there, but there are some challenges for that. I'm at the very end of the baby boomer generation. And so my dad, when I was a teenager, said to me that when I needed it, I wouldn't have Social Security because it would be gone. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be incorrect about that. Sorry, Dad.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. But yes, there are ways that we can help our money be there for us for the long term. And so Kevin Fair and Dr. Keith Gamble are going to be talking about that.
I think one thing none of us planned for were prices to go up on everything as high as they have been, including property taxes and insurance. Mm-hmm. And that's very costly. And if all you have is Social Security, chances are good that's not going to be enough.
That's right. That's right, Scott. So it's how do we best prepare? And what if we're already in that stage of our life? What are some things we can be doing to help make our money go as far as possible? And you're right. We can't predict what the economy is going to be, unfortunately. And you're right. It has really been a struggle for so many people, and especially so many older adults who are on a fixed income.
So this financial aspect and then health. Those are two of the big things that will be discussed there. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other items that you will be talking about, like building age-friendly cities and communities mm-hmm. and blue zones. First mm-hmm. of all, what are blue zones?
So blue zones are communities that adopt certain practices. And so we know there are certain things that help increase not just longevity, but also people's social connections. So, you know, health is the things we think about, you know, communities where it's easy to move and walk, places where there's options to get healthy foods, but also the connection to other people is really big. So communities that have lots of activities and lots of opportunities for older adults to participate are part of what makes a community a blue zone. And also the healthcare system, the transportation system, those other systems that older adults interact with, are they doing the things that we know are important for older adults to thrive?
I don't think a lot of people really pay enough attention to the mind and the brain and how the brain works mm-hmm. and the fact that if you age and you retire and then all of a sudden you become depressed because you're not working anymore, that's a big issue that people don't pay attention to.
It's a big issue in older adults. Depression is a big issue. And you're right. That's a transition in life when we go from our working self to our retired self. And if, you know, people don't have activities or things that engage them and keep them connected, they're very vulnerable to being depressed. So it is important to stay, you know, we keep talking about social connections, but we have really found through research that that is one of the key things that helps people live well and long and happy and having purpose.
You should push yourself to get more involved, I guess, in things.
Absolutely. And coming to the conference is a great way to do that.
That's right. It's a good start.
Yes.
But if you don't do those things, you're going to find yourself sitting on the couch, laying in bed. And if you do that too often, you're going to lose muscle mass, and then that's going to be another issue.
That's correct. That's what leads to frailty, is really our muscle weakness and not moving. And we know that that's a big risk factor for falls as well. And we know falls often happen in older adults, and sometimes people do not recover well from those, unfortunately.
It's interesting to talk about all this because it's like one subject or one item leads to another. You know, if you're bedridden too often, then you're going to have back problems. If you have back problems, then you're going to have more weakness. I mean, there's just a lot that just goes together.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you're bringing up a good point, which is it takes intention to age well. We can't just sit on the couch and hope we're going to age well, or we can't just eat, you know, food that's not good for us every day and hope we're not going, you know, hope we're going to age well. So you have to be intentional in what you do to help yourself age well. And there are lots of things we can do to help ourselves.
You know, we have a lot of doctors on the air, medical doctors, who talk about how no matter what, it's never too late to change your lifestyle. It's never too late to start exercising, start eating better. And those can add years to your life, believe it or not.
Absolutely. And those doctors are giving good advice when they're saying that to people.
Yeah, you don't want to have a doctor come on and say, well, it's too late.
It's never, never too late. And that's, I think, what Dr. Maxwell's going to talk about, from aging gracefully to aging powerfully, is it is never too late.
Now, how does the College of Basic and Applied Sciences kind of fit into this whole picture?
I suppose it fits in because I'm assisting. I'm assisting Debbie, you know, to bring this along with biology and chemistry. There is a lot that correlates with healthy aging. And one of the things that she said earlier was we have to be intentional in order to age well. And this conference is one of those ways. And registration is open right now. We keep it at only $35, so it's very reasonable. Moreover, it's easy to register. Folks can go to our website, which is www.mtsu.edu/PAC for Positive Aging Conference. And right there on the website is all of the information. We even have a very short video that will help people to navigate the clicking and buttons and how to actually register. It's only about 4 minutes long and it's easy to watch. It's got some nice little music. This is a step to attend the conference, is a good step toward aging well. One of the first word, positive. Positive Aging Conference. And this is a good step toward positive aging.
I know this conference has been going on for 6 years now, mm-hmm. but if I recall, MTSU started a special focus on aging and those who are aging before that period.
Way before. So back in the early 80s, we had two wonderful professors, Dr. Rana Day, who's retired, and Dr. Brandon Wallace started the Aging Studies Program at UNC, which is a minor that students can get. And it's an interdisciplinary minor, so they take 5 courses and they are in different disciplines, which is really nice. So you learn about the sociology of aging. There's a death and dying course. There's a nutrition course. We even have a nursing course that's in that, gerontology and nursing. And many of those classes are in the psychology department too. Aging and social development and things like that. So we are very proud of that. We also have a postgraduate certificate in gerontology at the university. So after people graduate, they can get a certificate, and it's not an online, but it's a very personal independent study option that people can do and get a certificate, and it shows that you have expertise in the area of gerontology. And there is a great future in careers working with older adults. And it doesn't have to just be in healthcare, because as you all know, the population is, you know, we're all inching up a little older. And I think it's 2030, there'll be more people over the age of 65 than people under the age of 18 for the first time in our country.
Interesting. Yes. I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And if you go back to the 80s and compare it to today, there has been a huge spike in the number of assisted living facilities, nursing homes, even whole neighborhoods built for those who are 55 plus.
Yes. And that's great. I love the neighborhoods and places. Even assisted living is a great opportunity for lots of adults to be engaged with other people. So, you know, where are those places? And, you know, the faith community often is a place for older adults to connect with people. Volunteering, of course, is always a great idea for those issues that you're passionate about. Always are looking for volunteers, probably. So we just want to encourage people to come to the conference as a way to get connected, learn more. And we have door prizes, and everybody loves prizes. And we have a tote bag that's full of goodies for people. So for $35, it does include a continental breakfast, and it includes the lunch, and it includes the materials for the conference. And the only way to register is online at the website that Mimi said.
You know, I don't really think that we started understanding the purpose and the point of having assisted living or independent living facilities until the last 10 years, where they started doing studies about how, well, these are communities, and in these communities, they talk to one another and yes. they check on one another. And you don't have that just in a regular neighborhood.
That's right. You know, interestingly, you do see it more with people with children, especially young children. They do seem to connect to each other a lot around their children's activities. And then as your children age, what you'll see is that people kind of float away from their social connections, because their kids were often their social connections. So it is important, especially as we get older and we might, you know, start losing friends or losing our partner, to stay connected to other people, regardless of, you know, it is a time of loss, but it also can be a time of new opportunities and new friendships. And I've seen that in my 88-year-old father, who's gotten connected to all of his neighbors after my mom died a few years ago. So there are people who thrive very, very well. And again, because it's an intentional act that they are doing.
I think beforehand, we just saw these places as, these are places to grow old, period.
You know, that's right.
It was only for healthcare.
Yes.
And they didn't focus on the mind as much.
Yes, they absolutely didn't. And I think it's because we know more now about how important to keep the mind engaged and a sense of purpose and a sense of friendship and a sense of community. So I hope that's a message that people know, that it doesn't mean all you can do is just get out and walk 30 minutes every day, which is great if you can do that. And you have to also do things with other people. Staying at home is not a great way to age.
And again, this is the 2026 Positive Aging Conference at MTSU coming up April 17th. And then once more, to register, where do we need to go? What do we need to do?
Yes, we need to go to mtsu.edu/PAC. And there's all kind of information on how to register and also how to serve as a sponsor. Folks can underwrite and help us come alongside to help people age positively.
And the variety of subjects that will be discussed, everything from recognizing scams and AI, to eating right. I mean, there's just going to be a huge variety of topics.
Yeah. Because you know what? Aging is not just about our physical health. It's about all the aspects of our life. So we hope the conference is a place that people learn lots of different things about different aspects of their life that will help them age well.
And again, with us this morning, Dr. Deborah Lee and Mimi Thomas with MTSU. And once more, it is the upcoming conference, the 2026 Positive Aging Conference at MTSU that we've been talking about. And you can register at mtsu.edu/PAC. And again, this is right around the corner in just a few weeks.
Yep, get in there and register. Seats are filling up fast.
Well, thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Scott. We appreciate it.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Our prices are as good or better than the box stores. I don't think you'll do better by shopping online than you would by coming in. Being able to hold a guitar, try it out. You can't do that online. I am absolutely sure we have more selection of instruments than anybody else in the area. New and used, we have used instruments as well as new ones. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course. Thank you very much for being our customers.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hold on to your lids and labels, folks. It's the Recycled Minute. Rocky the Raccoon's got another tip that will make your trash habits unbeliterable.
Rocky's going metal today.
Here's Rocky.
Talking aluminum cans today. Aluminum cans are recycling royalty, folks. They can be back on the store shelves in as little as 60 days. Crush them to save space, and don't forget soup and veggie cans too. Good old vegetables. I'm Rocky the Raccoon for RecycleRightTN.com, and I'm out of here.
And that's today's Recycled Minute.
See ya.
Find the closest place to recycle near you by going to RecycleRightTN.com.
Here's another good recycling song.
Let's go to RecycleRightTN.com. Yeah, RecycleRightTN.com. Learn what goes in and what stays gone. Keep it clean and carry on and recycle right. TN.com.